You're listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. It's me, Kat, here, and we also have Dora Duber.
Howdy!
Hey. So we are broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory. And
always,
welcome.
Yeah. Thank you so much for tuning in. We have a very exciting show planned today. Andy was just kind of wrapping up Booker T on Acid set with like a little mini interview and asked if there's anything exciting. I said probably, definitely. There's definitely something
Certainly.
Exciting. It is an absolute fact. So we're going to be playing some Prado.
Duh. Who we love.
Yeah.
Of course.
At this point, if you tune into Discorder Radio and don't expect Prado, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Why have you tuned in at this point? Some Fake Fruit. You just heard Holy Hallway by Daniel Terrence Robertson, who is playing alongside Either Or. It's their last show. They're breaking up, or like splitting ways, I guess.
Splitting mutually, non-violently.
Mutually uncoupling. And then also playing with Sunny Beaches of Canada, which is a new band. It's their first performance, so kind of like a cycle thing, I guess. And that's this Friday, July 21st at Hayden City Records. $5 or pay what you can. Should be a good show.
Yeah, sounds great.
Yeah, I'm sold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something exciting that we're doing at the station, we're just going to be highlighting it throughout the month of July, is we're doing special Pride programming on August 3rd. I think we're trying to do like 24 hours or something. Not entirely sure. I think I had the same level of like misunderstanding of like what the actual programming was last week, and I meant to ask. Did not ask, but whatever. It's happening. Something is happening.
Yes. Many hours of LGBTQ Two-Spirit voices.
Yeah, and that is happening on August 3rd. Deadline to have something done is July 31st. And if you are interested in doing literally anything, email Madeline at programming@citr.ca and she will be 100% totally happy and down to facilitate.
Also, allies can contribute things if they center on LGBTQ, you know,
yeah.
Two-spirit
You
voices.
Can't just be like, oh, I'm an ally, and then like, here's something
this
my
is
mom
what I,
did.
Yeah, this is like what I think.
Okay.
So this is my dog. No.
Not cool. But yeah, so we're going to be doing a great show.
Yeah.
I don't know if you are ready for a great show, but we are going to deliver. We are joined in studio by Aiden.
Hi.
Yeah. Find a mic, find a seat. Welcome.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm here.
And we are so happy that you are. We've invited you today, I guess, because Discorder Radio Collective, we have not really actually talked about it that much on Discorder Radio, but if you contribute for Discorder, we want to center your voice on this show. And Aiden wrote an amazing piece in this issue's Discorder all about Gablevision. Do you want to like explain what that is a little bit?
Sure. So at the Krista Dahl Vivo Archive and Video Library at Vivo Media Arts Center, they have been digitizing this great television program from here in the West End back in the 80s. It was the first, the quote is, for gay people, by gay people, their first program that was here in the West End. And it's been digitized by Vivo, and it's mostly available online through their video out services. They have a whole Vimeo page, and even just on the Vivo website, there's a few clips and stuff. And it's really a remarkable collection. It's really just a time capsule of what LGBTQIA life was back in the 80s. And I would say the most eye-opening thing about it is that you're watching it and you can't help but see all of the similarities that there are today. It feels like you're watching it and you can imagine all of that happening today. And the very, it definitely hits close to home. It's sure there were different times, but, For the 80s, we tend to think of it as like being really far away, but for most of it, it was only, you know, within 10 years of us being born. So, you know, it's fairly recent, and yeah, really, really amazing. There's footage from, they have like a coronation ball, and it's this big, big show. Everyone's dressed up, people are performing, and otherwise there's also like more intimate unedited footage with this one of the first openly gay men to be battling with AIDS, HIV, in Vancouver, and he was sadly the first man to die to AIDS here in Vancouver.
Alan Hickox.
Yes. And you know, and you can really hear in his voice as he speaks, he's not necessarily, you know, afraid of it. He's like, basically he says he's, if it would be a million times harder if, you know, I wasn't, you know, given this loving support of my family and friends. And so it made it a lot easier for him. But, you know, there are so many cases where that kind of wasn't the case. And for a lot of people, it, you know, AIDS and HIV back in the 80s just was, you know, stigmatizing. And you know, it's so there are definitely some lighter parts to this Gable Vision, and then there are also some a lot deeper, more
heavier.
Yeah,
I read your article, I loved it. I think especially surrounding like this time when like Pride is coming up and you kind of see the flags everywhere and everyone's very excited, it is like so important to kind of ground that like celebration, like in the fact that like it was devastating. Like, AIDS and HIV were totally, like, decimated an entire community and a people. And, like, homophobia is, like, still super alive and well today. Mm-hmm. And so, like, yeah, you can, like, wave your, like, Pride flag and, like, woohoo. Like, yeah, like, go to Pride, get drunk, live your life. But, like, it's based in, like, a celebration of, like, existence, which is so incredible. One of my favorite lines from your article is, quote, just because it's more pleasant to think of the 80s in terms of neon leg warmers, one-hit wonders, and Brat Pack movies doesn't mean that there isn't more to learn from that era. And I do think it is so easy. Like, on my other show, I've talked about, like, 80s movies and, like, how they're so fun and, like, wow, like, high schoolers and, like, bright colors and whatever. But, like, it, like, was not that long ago, and it was, like, kind of a dank hole, like, in, like, social justice politics and, like, identities, politics and everything like that, like, truly sad.
There is a lot that we just tend to forget, you know, and it's, maybe it's just easier, you know, not to think of it, like, you know, even in the 90s, there were, you know, kind of ripple effects from a lot of what happened, you know, just 10 years before. And, you know, but for the most part, at least for me, it's, you know, I remember the past more fondly. And I think just we as, you know, as a society, just remember, you know, we'll think that everything in the past was somehow better than it was today. And
yeah,
it's this nostalgic, you know, you're holding on to, you holding on to what has already passed, and you're trying to hold on to all the good things, and you're not necessarily remembering about what, you know, was actually so screwed up about it.
Yeah.
You know, and maybe it's because, you know, our, you know, when, as we were growing up, we weren't necessarily the ones who were being afflicted by any of it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then you think that the people who were, was, you know, there were so many cases of, you know, AIDS and HIV victims that just, it, like you said, it devastated an entire subculture.
Yeah.
Like, crazy.
I don't want to like derail too much from what we're talking about, but something that I also find really fascinating about Gable Vision as a project is that it was originally released as a public access broadcast. And that, like, I do not want to like make what at least anything that I do is like at CITR is like not a nowhere near the same level as Gable Vision and like I don't think importance, but like the importance of like free accessible like media dissemination that like CITR and Discorder and like public access TV, like having that opportunity just as like, or having that like space and like medium is so valuable and so important. And it just like really makes me really proud to kind of be like even like attached in any way to this vessel that like can do so good and like be so valuable like as an archive. It just feels, it's like it just really warmed my soul.
You know, maybe 30 years from now there might be things that, you know, we keep, like recordings we keep from now, and it might be, you know, kind of a similar thing, like, you know, maybe you know, in 2040 we'll have our own little archive up and, you know, something like that. You know, there's so many possibilities, but no, it's honestly, I feel like, especially given that, you know, Gable Vision was you know, it was there on the free you know, public television in just really in the like West End neighborhood for the most part. At least, you know, they started a lot smaller and then they kind of grew in popularity. You know, it's honestly refreshing knowing that there at least was some outlet and some, you know, because, you know, I know for, you know, here in CITR, like to have this outlet is amazing. And, you know, you could only, you know, I'm just thankful that, you know, there were, they had the capability and they, you know, they went all for it.
Yeah. And like the initiative and like motivation to do it as well. Like, I'm so happy it exists. I'm interested, maybe you might not know the answer to this, but do you know why they renamed to Pacific Wave?
When I was at the archive, I actually asked that question, and Audrey and Casey at Vivo, they were just like, you know, they changed the name just because Gable Vision was almost too gay. Like, and so Pacific Wave was a little bit more, you know,
neutral,
subtle.
Yeah.
Subtle, I think.
Oh, funny. I think Gable Vision's amazing. I think that's such a good name. I also think it's like kind of funny that, I don't know, like I in my heart have not accepted Pacific Wave as the name. I'm like, I will always call it Gable Vision. It feels like kind of futile to have changed it at all.
Well, and you think even in the archive, all of like even when it says like episode 70, at that point it was renamed Pacific Wave, but we acknowledge it as Gable Vision because, you know, even though they did try to rename it for the reason, you know, it's like there's still a little bit of you know, I mean, no pun intended, but they're like, you can be proud of it, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have to hide it.
No, totally.
You know, and so I think that's why they chose that, they made the decision to keep the name in the archive for the most part. Now all of it is Gable Vision. But at the time they did rename it, and, you know, there's so many different reasons that could have been. It honestly could have been, you know, as bad as it sounds, it could have been their, you know, reactions from, you know, homophobia or something, you know, it just, you know, just, you know, it may have been what someone thought was necessary, just be, you know, for,
to be like legitimized or whatever.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
I'm kind of interested, just like kind of like in an article, like specific kind of way, Why? How did you end up writing this? Did you like ask for it? Were you approached to?
I heard about, the editor, Britt Bachman. She had sent out her big, monthly newsletter about all of the different pitches, and I saw Gablevision, and right away I was like, that's what I want to write about. Mm-hmm. I'm personally, I'm not, as a cis, cis male, I'm not very involved with Pride or LGBTQIA, but I was so interested, especially because to see, back then when it was such a different environment, when it wasn't nearly as, it wasn't nearly as acceptable back then as it is now, and it was such a fledgling movement, but it became it was such a it almost had a snowball effect once it started. Okay. And then suddenly 30 years later, because those because those people took the initiative, we were able to have, what we have now, basically. And I thought it was, I thought it was so amazing, especially getting to watch, really just such an interesting insider perspective,
mm-hmm.
Of, the machinations of, just how, back then, how people, really fought for their rights. And, especially there's one clip about the first commencement of the Gay Unity Week, 81. And basically, there was a signed address by the mayor, given by his aide. And it was basically as they made Gay Unity Week to respect all the rights of all gay people, and to recognize just a basic human right as, being able to, being acknowledged and being able to,
mm-hmm.
Live in the same place and, and to be treated equally. That's, and that's all we could want is equality.
I have like the quote of what it was. It was mm-hmm. The basic humanity and rights of gay people as citizens and members of the community. So like, literally just like having to like codify like you're a human who deserves respect, which is so bizarre.
You shouldn't have to say it.
Yeah, no.
Nobody should have to have said it. But for back then it was, it's nice someone actually did.
Yeah.
But it's not something like you shouldn't have to be like, oh yeah, we're all human. Like you shouldn't have to do that. I think it's so easy for people to dehumanize one another if they should just for, the slightest difference in, whether it's skin color, sexuality, anything. It's just there's, people, for the most part, in history, it's just there's like this dehumanizing aspect if anyone finds anything different with you and they don't like it. It's just it's a screwed up.
It's bizarre.
Yeah, it's bizarre.
We're going to be back a little bit. I know Aiden brought a couple clips that we were going to play, but this Saturday, Vivo is having a fundraiser. Gablevision is has been like archived by Vivo, and they were broken into in May, and this is kind of like a post break-in fundraiser with USD, Autonomy, Pavel, Aileen Bryant, Tommy Tone, Johan Bjork all playing with special DJs, and then visuals by Nicholas Sassoons and Sylvian Saley. This is Aileen Bryant's Gibbons. She's going to be joined by Francesca Belcourt and Inessa Rusin this Saturday at the Vivo Media Arts Center for their fundraiser. You're listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
There's a lot of confusion in the community at large about leather, about what leather means in terms of, you know, people. A lot of people look at leather men and think they're tough, or they're going to take you home and beat the shit out of you, and there are all sorts of rumors running around like that. I'm sure we've all heard them. I've heard them myself. Sometimes it's amusing, it's fun, but is there anybody like to say something, you know, generally about leather and what it means that might help clarify to the public something about what we're about?
I think that leather is a lot about being who you really are, about stopping compromising, and about being fully what your interests are. And I think the overall theory is that, like the support we give to each other, doing things which we mutually find enjoyable, we mutually find satisfying, it's giving support to all phases of the gay community and to all parts of the community. It's in supporting people wherever they happen to be, whatever they happen to be interested in. Ours, I think, happens to be more of an extreme style, and I think that's what leather's all about, is being in that extra, or going that extra mile.
The
LGBTQ2I Night is a positive space for folks to learn about bike maintenance in a relaxed environment led by queer mechanics and volunteers. It takes place on the fourth Wednesday of every month at the Bike Kitchen on UBC's campus. Bring your own bike and fix them with our tools, come with questions and ask away, or learn by watching other folks work on their bikes. Beginners are always welcome. This event is entirely free to attend, and there will be free pizza. For more information, visit bikecoop.ca.
What if this summer you did something different? What if you worked with people you admired in a city that inspired you, making something that you were proud of? The Media Institute for Social Change is looking for students like you to be a part of their summer documentary program in Portland, Oregon. As a student, you'll create original audio and video pieces about issues that you care about. You'll meet and learn from media professionals whose work is aimed at social justice. You'll immerse yourself in Portland, a city that will serve as your hands-on media-making laboratory. Sound like your type of summer? Apply today at mediamakingchange.org.
Hey, welcome back to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. Before those community messages, you heard a clip all about leather in the gay community from Gablevision. Gablevision is started out as a public access broadcast about just like the gay community, and it's all archived on the Vivo website. We interviewed Aiden.
Hey.
really quickly, for a decent amount of time.
Mm-hmm. Solid amount of time.
Yeah, no. because he wrote a beautiful article about it in this issue of Discorder magazine. Check it out. It's all over the city. You're listening to Discorder Radio, Discorder magazine's Radio Baby. So we're all about making the connections. We just played Aileen Bryant Gibson. She's playing at a Vivo fundraiser this Saturday. So it all ties together. Everything makes sense. We have more events to highlight in this beautiful, wonderful episode of Discord Radio. Kat, do you want to say the next one?
Yeah, the next one. On Friday, July 21st, Fake Fruit, Sad Photography, and Guest are going to be playing.
Who is Guest?
TBA?
Yeah, no, we have no idea.
Oh, good.
That was a shout out to both Sad Photography and Fake Fruit.
Also, guys, Guest, the band name, it's open. Grab it.
You can have it.
So get on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Take it.
Yeah, so they are playing playing at?
We don't know where. Yeah, message a host for details.
Find out.
Very secretive.
So get on that. It's at 9 p.m. from And it goes until 1 a.m. And it's all ages, $10.
Chill.
Everyone's invited. So just figure out where it is and then show up for sure.
Yeah. We're going to be playing No Space for Residents by Fake Fruit off of their album Sack Lunch. You're listening to Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
You in my mind.
Hi. We're back. That was Sad Photography. What We Lost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
check them out.
And funny name, I think, is while they were playing, we were talking about how like they were really inactive for a while, and I was like, in my brain, I was like, we've lost Sad Photography. Like, they are what we have lost. but segueing super smoothly into the next event that we're going to showcase, Prado, Sylvia Rath, No Scar, and La Llorona are playing this Thursday, July 2nd. By 2nd, I mean 20th. from 8 p.m. to 12 a.m. at Radgate, DM4 address, if you don't know what that means.
Yeah.
$10 to pay what you can. All ages show. Cool.
Mm-hmm.
God bless Prado.
Yes.
We will always support Prado in everything she does because she is literally an angel.
Yeah. I like to think we really paved the road.
No, truly. Discorder Radio, we were
on that. Dora and I were talking about how we're like a little bit out of the scene nowadays being off Facebook, but we were on Prado.
Prado were like on the nose. But here is Prado's amazing song, PayPal. You're listening to it on Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 F freaking M.
Of the gender binary, gender policing, or just want to speak your truth?
Join CITR's Gender Empowerment Collective,
This group of radio makers is all about centering the voices, issues, concerns, and experiences of women-identified, transgender, intersex, two-spirit, genderqueer, gender non-conforming, non-binary, and gender-fluid folks and allies.
Anyone can join, no experience necessary.
Like the Gender Empowerment Collective on Facebook or email volunteer at citr.ca.
Our show, Babe Waves, airs Thursdays from 5 to 6 and features music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about.
See you then.
Queer FM Vancouver Reloaded, playing your favorite tunes and mouth-humping your ear holes full of voice talk. Yeah, we do that.
Welcome back to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard Baila. It's a mix by La Llorona. She is going to be DJing at the Prado Sylvia Rath and No Scar show this Thursday, July 20th at Radgate. We love Prado and we will be there. So if you want to hang out with some Discorder Radio people, hit us up. Also, kind of speaking of Discorder Radio people, the Discorder Radio Collective has been alive and well, but is going to be more alive and hopefully better. If you want to be on air, if you're a contributor to Discorder, if you're just like interested in producing like literally anything, email discorder.radio@citr.ca. We want your voice on this show. Moving on super quick, we're going to talk about some events that are happening that might not necessarily have music playing at them, but whatever, we care not. Who cares? Not us. So for example, this Thursday also, this Thursday, I guess, Listening Group, the Red Crayola, is an event happening at Selectors Records. It's totally free and all ages. Jordan Storm and Casey Way are hosting an evening where they look at the radical output of the experimental band, the Red Crayola, originally the Red Crayola with a C versus a K. Active on and off since 1966, the group's output defies easy classification as a pitchfork review of their 1967 album, The Parable of Arable Land, surmised. It's a band that has no idea how to play its instruments. In fact, they don't even know what instruments are. The Red Crayola was founded in Texas by visual artist Mayo Thompson, writer Frederick Bartholme, and musician Steve Cunningham, and is a frequent collaborator of British conceptual art group Art and Language. So it's just going to be about listening to their music and listening to people talk about it, which is cool. That's happening this Thursday at Selectors Records.
Yeah. And also Thursday to Saturday at the James Black Gallery, there's Dreamland Fantasy, which is Starchild Stella's Dreamland Fantasy. And it's a multidisciplinary sensorial experience. that invites the viewer to make themselves at home and feel nostalgic. Yummy.
Mmm. Delicious. It's like a series. I understand it's like a series of like workshops, or I don't know, but there's an event on Thursday at 2, an event on Friday at, a separate event on Friday at 2, and then a separate event on Saturday at 7. 7, I think, is like kind of like a gallery exhibition of like the things created in the other two things, but that also might be completely wrong, and don't listen to me. It's all on the Facebook page for more info. And then we also featured this last week. There's a Pride reading series. Last week was part 2 of 3. This week is part 3 of 3. Also this Thursday. Wow, Thursday is action-packed. Mm-hmm. From 6:30 to 8 at the Jim Deva Plaza. It's totally free. It's all ages. And the description is, join us for a loud and proud reading of poetry and prose from the published authors of Daggers Edition, Canada's newest queer women's imprint. Off of Caitlin Press, as well as emerging writers from your neighborhood. These short and powerful performances by Betsy Warland, Benny Tsao, and Jane Shi are free and open to the public, hosted by Anushka Ratnaraja of the Queer Film Festival, and books are going to be available for sale and signing, and it's going to be super awesome, super dope, super free and super fun, so why not go? We're going to move straight into the charts.
Woo.
Do you want to start it off?
Well, at number 5, we have Puzzlehead with Trucks, and that's self-released.
Number 4, Needles and Pins with Goodnight Tomorrow off of Mint Records.
Number 3 is An Ant and an Atom with Exterior, and the record is And an Earth.
Numero dos, we're super excited, is a Nice Apple and Cruel Sport with their dual tape, I guess. Cruel Apple Nice Sport, which is self-released.
Super cute.
Super freaking cute.
We love it.
It's fun fact about Cruel Sport. They had to break up because Luke Penny moved back to London. Or Bristol. Sadness.
No.
So this was also kind of their one and only release, so I'm really happy it charted so high.
Yeah.
On CITR.
Enjoy it. Savor the memories. And at number 1, we have Shrouded Amps, Come Along to the Chocolate Church, which is also self-released.
So we're going to be playing a Shrouded Amps song and a Cruel Sport song just to give them a shout out. Here's Shrouded Amps, Chocolate Church. You're listening to it on Discord or Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Sorry.
That was Best Day by Cruel Sport on Discord Radio, CATR 101.9 FM. Cruel Sport charted at numero dos on the charts this week, and we're so proud.
So proud. We're almost done here. We're just going to talk about a couple more events before we head out. This Saturday, July 22nd, from 8 to 11, All You Can Eat Laundry is hosting All You Can Eat Laundry, a variety show. These always show out, sell out. They seem really fun. And yeah.
It's a variety show.
Yeah. Like,
I love it.
Exactly. Like, give me it all.
It's smattering.
It's at the Little Mountain Comedy Department. And one of us might go.
Yeah.
So it's going to be full. So get your tickets. Get your tickets.
Yeah. Do it.
What else is happening this week?
Tuesday is Art Rock.
Tuesday today!
Question mark. So after you listen to this, head over to the Astoria.
I know we've asked this before and we did have an answer, but I feel like it'd be cute if we did it every time. If you know what Art Rock is, call in.
Yeah.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Give us the 411.
/ what does it mean to you? That's all
tweet
we need to know.
Us. Discorder Radio. What does Art Rock ? Mean to you?
Yes. So it's on number 21.
Yeah.
It's been a lot.
Some good people are playing. It's $5. It's Puke Sword, which is Miles Black, part of Pale Red, who we also love here. Saliha and Andre are all going to be playing as well with DJ Spencer James. Like Kat said, it's at the Astoria. It should be fun. It should be good.
Yeah.
We support. Again, we're almost done with our show. Oh my gosh, we're running out of time. After Discorder Radio is Flex Your Head. Flex Your Head's coming up. It's an amazing punk rock show. But coming up later this week. On Saturday, July 22nd, from 8 to 11 p.m. at the Elf Backyard. $5 all ages event. With Outpatient, SBDC, and Shame Over, a like pretty sick lineup of femcon punk bands.
Yeah, super heck fantastic.
Yeah. I'm impressed. I'm proud. Heck
and
yeah!
And it's all ages.
It's
and
all
it's $5.
Ages. Why not? But here is SBDC's Scissor Wizard. You're listening to it on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning into Discord Radio on CITR 101.9 FM.
Discord Heavy Metal Radio.